Praise be to Allah. Allah's grace, Allah's blessings, Allah's favor on us, that He has given us in this auspicious month another opportunity and sitting. And this is rather the first night of Jummah of this month. It's an extremely sacred and great month, and these are great days of Muharram that we are passing through. This is all Allah's fadl, His grace, His blessings, His mercies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran Hakim stated, وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, that those people of faith, there's a sign that Allah ta'ala has mentioned. The Mufassirin, the commentators, they elaborate on this, that those who have iman, what is the real sign, genuine sign? أَشَدُّ حُبُّ لِلَّهِ, that they don't just love Allah, rather they love Allah Ta'ala extremely. Alhamdulillah, we are all people of faith that are present here with Allah's grace, with Allah's mercy. We are those of faith, and faith very easily Allah Ta'ala bestowed to us. We didn't work hard, there was no struggle, there was no effort, big effort. Allah with His grace, He allowed us to be born in a Muslim household. The adhan was called in our ears and iman came to us. Faith came to us. But after iman, there's another action, another task. And towards that, Allah Ta'ala hints in the Quran, explains that you have faith and you consider me as Khaliq, creator, Malik, owner. You consider me as your Rabb, your Lord, and as your provider, and as the Hakim, and as the Qadir, then how much do you love Him? Subhanallah. A mu'min, the status of a believer, is this, that he shouldn't just love Allah, rather he should love Allah Ta'ala, extremely love Allah, highly, in depth. And Allah has given a sign of those who love Allah, that such great examples, more than 100,000 Allah Ta'ala sent to the world, and practically they demonstrated the love for Allah. Because love isn't just by verbal expression that I love. It's not by just claiming that you love. Love demonstrates itself, it exhibits itself, it shows itself. You can't just say, oh, I love so much, I love so. You say to many people, oh, I love Allah a lot, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah a lot. But there must be a dalil for these things, for everything. In the grave, you won't be asked about your claims. You'll be asked to present your dalil. Give dalil for your Rabb. If you believed in the Nabi, what is the proof that you believed in? What is Islam? So my brothers, love is a big, big condition. Big, big condition. Big status. So we only, if we just claim, empty, false claim, we love Allah, hollow statements, but what dalil proof do we have for this love that we claim? The dalil, the proof for love is obedience, ita'at, obedience. Wherever you will find Allah's love, then you will see obedience to Allah. Remember this point, it can never be. It can never be that someone has love of Allah and there's disobedience. Yes, that's the biggest fraud of all. That's the biggest nifaq and hypocrisy, to claim that you love Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam extremely, and your faces, you clean them every day, and you commit sins, and you consume haram, and you don't observe parda. Then tell me what a big zulm and oppression this is. What a big claim that a person says, I love. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Love, Hazrat Bilal had the love, radiyallahu anhu, he had the love. That's why on the hot sand, burning embers, it's not about saying think, you can't even put your finger into the fire. And this is a big test. And from this we'd run away, just the heat. We can't even leave lying for the sake of Allah. We can't leave backbiting for the sake of Allah. We can't leave consuming somebody's rights for the sake of Allah. So we say we have Allah's love for the sake of Allah. If you love somebody, then for him, you leave everything. What have we left for Allah, my friends? These things won't benefit us in the hereafter, my friends. We have to work hard for a person. He has to work hard, make effort. If everyone says, oh, I pray Salah, I love Allah, I'm keeping the fast, I love Allah. No. It just could be habitual. So you need to obey Allah. You have to obey Allah. You have to follow what Allah says. And such obedience we need. Thousands of restrictions may come, thousands of challenges may come, obstacles. But if Allah has said it, we are only going to do what Allah Ta'ala has said. This is love, yes. This love. So how do we do this? That this love then overwhelms a person. He doesn't do it himself. It's the love that forces him then to practice. He says, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this action. Why? Because Allah has prohibited it. How can I do this action? And there's nobody to stop him. But what stops him? The love of Allah stops that person. So it's not just love. Rather, Allah says, you should love Allah Ta'ala to a high degree. أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So if the person has a lot of love for Allah, will he disobey Allah? Will he consume haram? Will he lie? How much fear? Sahabi was asked that, Ya Rasulullah, please give me nasiha. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ was the answer. What a great nasiha advice. That you, I'll give you the biggest nasiha, that develop fear, khawf. Develop fear, khawf of Allah. So this is khawf. What is the khawf of love? Not just this, that we are obeying Allah due to azab, punishment, fear, due to the fear of hell. No, this is the khawf becomes single. This is the fear of love, that I don't want my Lord to be unhappy with me. I don't want my Rabb to be displeased with me. I can't do this action because my Rabb will be unhappy with me. This is the feeling of love. Yes, so the khawf, it changes. The fear of punishment, it changes and it comes to, I don't want my Rabb to be unhappy with me due to any reason. This is the khawf, the fear, the negativity. So Allah Ta'ala has explained about this. That what's the reason that we disobey, we don't listen to Allah, we commit sins? What's the underlying reason is this, that despite Allah's love, there are many other forms of love that have overtaken us, because this dunya is full of love. Love of wealth, love of dunya, love of this, love of that. Thousands of different loves spread out, dispersed. Spread out. And every second for those loves, we sacrifice Allah's love for all those things in the dunya. Yes, we sacrifice Allah's love for this, we sacrifice Allah's love for X, Y, Z. But the order is, success lies where? Success is in this action, that the mu'min, only that mu'min will be successful. Only his deeds will be accepted. That person who brings love to the court of Allah. And the actions of love, you smell the fragrance from those actions. When you pray salah with love, then the fragrance emanates from that salah. Subhanallah. When you recite Quran with love, then the beauty emanates from that recitation of Quran. The light emanates from that recitation of the Quran. The light is a different feeling and status. So we understand this point now, that our situation is in a bad way today, because the biggest reason, underlying reason that we're lacking, what's the vitamin we are lacking? Love. We are lacking love. Wherever love is lacking, then the love of the world will overtake us, overwhelm us, and all the things of the love of the dunya, always will be worried about dunya, always will be concerned about dunya, children, awlad, ajeeb, fikr. One is responsibility, one is fikr. Responsibility is different, and fikr and worry constant is different. Your heart will tell you itself that there's greed for this factor of the dunya. There's greed. Your heart will tell you itself that there's greed. Responsibility is different. Giving rights to those around us is different. That's different to love of the dunya that overtakes you. That's different. Yes, and then you sacrifice the right for all the things that are around us. So here now, we have a big target to achieve, to make our lives a success, my friends, that the love of the world we need to extract and we need to bring in the love of Allah. This is our task, our job. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So how many people are working on this, my brothers? How many people are working towards this goal? Yes, so the measuring instrument, the gauge, you can say that. What's my link with Allah? The measurement gauge to measure your link with Allah is muhabbat, love. Where there's love, then that man will not disobey Allah. And then this love increases, intensifies. The love intensifies, it becomes extreme, high grade love. Intense. Then that person becomes mujaddad al-afthani. Yes, he becomes mujaddad al-afthani than that person. Like him. And you know, they haven't come dropped from the skies, have they, these awliya Allah? They worked hard. They made effort that the love of Allah, they wanted it to overtake them compared to the love of the dunya. They didn't want the love of the dunya to overtake them. Then they achieved that success. So you just sit down and give up, cross your legs, oh, I've done a few actions, few amal, that's enough for me, I've done enough. Is that how cheap is the bargain? Yeah, the transaction? Islam? So the real genuine target is that you need to crush your desires from within. You have to crush the desires from within. Yes? That the shaitan that's inside us, the idols that are inside us, stuck inside us, that the poison that's within us of, and it makes us commit shirk and ria, showing off, takabbur, pride. These are all forms of shirk. And thereafter a person will get up, he'll wake up as a shirk, as a mushrik with shirk actions, amal of shirk. Because kibr is a very big form, a big disease that there's no disease that can compare to takabbur. Look at the signs of takabbur. Commonly you'll see that in your lives, amongst us, around us. And all of these are the result of love of dunya around us. And it makes a person satisfied. But understand, we need to be present in front of Allah. My Hazrat Sahib used to say that we mad that, for example, if you have to be told that you're present in front of an officer or a king, no, you're going to be presented in the real king, the king of kings. Remember that time, it would be a big presentation. Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh used to say, to grab the preparation for that day when you'll be presented in front of the king of kings. Okay, if we don't understand this, if you realize though, basic at least, that try then to achieve that task, but we don't even try. Allah Ta'ala says, Sai Mashkura, that I want you to try, start trying, make effort. If there's something lacking or you can't do it fully, Allah says, I'm Rabb, when you come to me, then I will value your trying, Allah says. At least try, make effort. But a person sits down, gives, oh, it's too hard to practice. Oh, how can I leave this for Allah? Oh, I can't leave that for Allah. It's too hard. I have to live in the dunya. How can I do this? No, it's too hard. I'm praying salah. It's fine. I've done hajj. I can't leave these actions of the dunya. I can't leave this attraction. I can't leave this attraction. So we can't leave anything for Allah's sake. Huh? Those things that Allah Ta'ala dislikes, we can't leave them? Tell me. Yes? So we have no trust in Allah. We have no tawakkal in Allah. We are scared. I'm going to become poor. I'm going to live a life of poverty. Where will I eat from? We're scared. How will we live our lives in this dunya? How will we get sustenance? Well, don't we have understanding? We don't know that Allah Ta'ala, who gives the rizq, the wealth? Yes, do we earn rizq? Do we earn it with our hands? Or is it Allah, the razik, who's guaranteed your rizq runs after you? Well, I'll give to you the amount that's in your destiny. But we're not satisfied with that. And now I want more than this because he's got this much. And I've got less. And that person's got more. So I want to get more than that person, and I want to get more than Allah's destined for me. And that's why people, they suppress what's in their destiny. هَلْ أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah sees the dust, the soil won't even fill your stomach. You are trying to get what's not in your muqaddar, your destiny. You're trying to adapt those resources and means that and to attain what's not in your destiny. No, you can't get what's not yours. Rizq can never come towards you what is not yours. Yeah, if you've got 10 rooms and you're locked in this room, and this is, for example, if you're locked within 10 rooms and you can't get out, but the bread that's destined for you will arrive to you. Don't prisoners get food in the prison cells? There are such prison cells. There are 70 doors closed and then they're locked up. But when it's time and he's hungry, then every door opens and that bread is arriving in front of the person. This is the bread that was destined for you. Allah's guaranteed it. Otherwise, wouldn't the prisoners die? Where they are, in the depths of their cells. Who likes to make food to present to the prisoners? But Allah has forced it. Allah is the Lord. It doesn't matter where you are, even if you're locked up. Whatever is in your destiny will arrive to your mouth, the food. But the beautiful thing is this, that some people, they're eating. I'm telling you a point here. Sometimes a person's eating, and sometimes it happens that from your mouth that food comes out and you don't realize you're eating rice. 2-3 pieces of rice, they fall out. They didn't go in. Because in your destiny, those 2-3 grains of rice weren't written. What happens? Those 2-3 grains fall down. After a while, you'll see that a fly or any insect comes, it starts to eat that rice. I've experienced this. You could experience this as well. That you tried to put those rice grains inside your mouth, but they fell out or slipped out of your mouth. And you're trying to grab them with your tongue. I want to eat this rice, the grains. But those 2-3 grains, they slip out of your mouth, they fall down the ground. And then after a while, you see that the ants, they come after a while, and they lap up that food, they start eating it. It wasn't in your destiny. Those 2-3 grains, they couldn't go inside your mouth. You tried to put them in. Allah says, there's other makhluq creation I created to eat that food. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. So Allah is Rabb, the Lord, the controller, and in our hearts we don't have love for Him. And Allah is saying to us, that Iman, Iman, you say faith, do you have love for Me? Give the proof for your love for Me, Allah Ta'ala says. Demands. But you have love for the dunya has overtaken you, running around in the dunya. Okay, fine, today we've understood now, this lesson. So then shouldn't we start working from today? We still got life now, isn't it? If we just for a few hours now make an intention, today, and after making intention, we don't get the chance to live life long. Allah says, I will accept you because at least tonight you made niyyah to work hard. Then you pass away. Allah says, I'll raise you up with that niyyah, that intention. But we don't even make intention. Brothers, do you all make intention now? So I'll tell you the methodology how to develop love in your lives for Allah. Shall I tell you? Yes, because I don't ever leave the subject open-ended. When I present a point, an issue, then I give the cure, the solution at the same time. Then you say, oh yes, if I just give a speech, a conference, and lay down all the problems we run off. Okay, you say, fine, you've told us that love is essential. Allah's love is essential. What should we do? Oh, I say, oh, I'll tell you next time, go home now. So why did you call us here? Why did you sit us down? Fakir will never let the people go until he doesn't enable the students to act on the solution. Allah says, Ashadda hubba lillah. If Allah said it, that Allah says, develop in extreme love for Me, then definitely there'll be a solution. Otherwise Allah won't say, Ashadda hubba. Shadeed, high level, highest grade of love you must develop for Allah. So there definitely will be a methodology that you can develop the high grade intensity of Allah, that you can extract all the loves of the dunya. La Allah, there's nothing except you for dhikr. La ilaha illallah. It's not to say la, what does la mean? You have to understand the meaning of la, nothing else. Then we understand the second point here. So brothers, we start, the Allah Ta'ala's love starts from this point, this lesson. My brothers, tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf, rectification, purification, we call it Sufism today. Tazkiyah, Sufism, tasawwuf, different titles given in society. Peer, murid, sheikh, student, all names of the same subject. What's the soul of this subject? I'll explain to you the soul, the spirit of tasawwuf, of spirituality. Why do we run away? We shouldn't. We have to run to this subject. Fardain. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said it's Fardain. Fard for every human being. Because tasawwuf is the platform, the foundation, subject of Islam to develop love for Allah. It's Fard on every Muslim. Tasawwuf, it means the effort you make based on this verse of the Quran. Say Subhanallah. Tasawwuf is your effort. This verse we've just recited, when you start working hard to implement it, equals tasawwuf. Those believers do amal on this verse, that we want to make Allah's love extreme, intense, high grade in our lives, that equals tasawwuf. That's tasawwuf. What else is tasawwuf? That's tazkiyah. That all the love of the dunya I want to extract and I want to bring Allah's love into my life equals tasawwuf. Hazrat Maghzoob rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Thanvi Saab, he was his khalifa, deputy, and a very beloved student, and he was in love with his teacher. He was fana with his teacher. He loved his teacher so much. Hazrat Maghzoob, he said, if I haven't seen Thanvi, Thanvi said, Hazrat Maghzoob hasn't come today. That's how much the teacher loved his student. Who? Thanvi Saab. No. Remember this point. The murid, the student's love, it forces the sheikh that love me. The sheikh forces. So it's the love of the student. It's basically, it's not from the murshid, from the teacher. It's rather the love of the student that allows him to develop. And the sheikh then pulls on the student. From thousands of miles away then, the love of the sheikh, it pulls the student closer towards the teacher. This is the tasawwuf. As the Thanvi Saab said, that I have no need for him, the student, but he has forced me that without him I can't live, because I want to see him, because his love has forced me to pull him towards me. So then the sheikh is forced to ask and request that, where is the student? He hasn't come today. What's the reason? So the sheikh asks about that student. What is that? So many people say, oh, the sheikh's loving student. No, this is not the case. The more you want to have love for your teacher, then you should love your teacher. Love your teacher more, and you will pull the attraction, and then see how that connection is made. So what happens is that when the teacher doesn't ask for the student, then the student blames, oh, the teacher doesn't care about me. He's not thinking about me. You need to develop your love for him. Then that pull will be developed and strengthened. So this is the gathering of the tasawwuf. That's why I'm explaining these points. So the point is the love of Allah. Allah says, I don't just want you to love me, you need to love me in an intense way, Allah Ta'ala says. What type of mu'min are you tomorrow when you stood in front of me in the day of judgment? Allah says, what will you say then? The disbelievers will come, those who had no iman. What deen will you bring to me? Where is that love that I require, Allah Ta'ala says? Where is that love that you used to say, I'm your Rabb? Where is that love to prove it? That we never obeyed Allah on any of His words. What have we sacrificed in the world for the sake of Allah? What have we given up for the sake of Allah? And for this, Allah Ta'ala, not just one, more than 100,000 examples of the prophets Allah sent to us to demonstrate this. At least Allah says, I don't need anything from you. And the sahaba ikram, more than 100,000 sahaba, each and every companion, every single companion, take any life example of any sahabi, and they didn't just have love, they had extreme high level love for Allah. They had so much intense love for Allah, high level love, because until Qiyamah, Allah wanted to demonstrate these great sahaba for us to understand the love of Allah. And that's why Rasulullah said, they are like the shining stars in the sky. Take the example of any sahabi, he is the example of intense love for Allah that there's no comparison towards. So who are we running after? Yes, we need to take the shine, the glow from those stars, the sahaba ikram, the noble companions. As the generations go further away from that blessed generation, then it becomes harder. Allah says, but I've made such a principle. There's which era you live in, but you can still develop the intense love for Allah. It doesn't matter which era you live in, which generation of him. So where do you get the love of Allah? Allah says, I've told you in the Quran. Be prepared, the solution is there. That if you want to take the love of dunya out of your hearts and you want to bring the love of Allah and the preparation for the hereafter into your hearts, most definitely we live in the world. And the sahaba, the noble companions, they also lived in this world. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sahaba, that if you're saying love of dunya, that when you walk on water, will your feet not get wet? Ya Rasulullah, of course. So Rasulullah said, of course, when you live in the world, then the love of the dunya will overwhelm you. It will overtake you because you're living in the dunya. You look here, there's love for this. When you look at that, there's love for that. When you look at this person, there's love for that person. This is dunya. There's attraction all around us. And the beautiful achievement is this, that despite all the attraction in the world, that you develop and have more love for Allah. That's the great achievement. And this is muhabbat that we need to bring into us. And this is the mujahada we need to do. This is the work hard. This is not mujahada, you just pray salah, you pray tahajjud. These are habits that you develop in your lives, praying salah. The real thing is that we need to make make effort on certain tasks. So the Quran tells us how to make the effort. The solution. If you want to attain Allah's love, then the first door Allah Ta'ala says is what? To develop Allah's love. That you need to sit in the company of a person who already loves Allah, who Allah loves. Sohbat-e-awliya Allah. Qunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Sit with those people. Allah says that Allah, there's a dua, isn't it? That Allah give me your love and give me the love of those people who love you. There's a hadith that if you want Allah's love, this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that if you want Allah's love, then ask Allah for the love of those people, Allah, who you love and who they love you. So this is the first door. This is the first step. Look for such a person, such an individual in the world, who is immersed in Allah's love. He doesn't have dunya around him. And he doesn't want dunya. I want this. I want to get married. I want business. I want this and that. Never will that person be successful. The friend of Allah, the wali Allah, when you go to him, then just go to him for the sake of Allah. That's it. Never will you fail in that mission. But when you have bad niya, oh, do this for me, Shaykh, I'm not getting married, I'm not getting a partner, I'm not getting this. Whenever you bring maslail of the dunya, doesn't matter how much dhikr you do, doesn't matter how much adhkar you do, doesn't matter how much you present yourself as a Sufi, don't even imagine that through this relationship with the teacher, such a pure action of tasawwuf, the first action that is of tasawwuf is niya, the pure intention. Remember this. If your niyyah is not saliha, pure, sincere, because you're saying, La, Allah wants your nearness through the company of this teacher, and you're contaminating dunya into that, or putting more masala into that, and you're using the khanka for the dunya, you're using the shaykh for the dunya, and you want to, and you've come to learn Allah's name, astaghfirullah, then you are breaching the trust. You are breaching the trust. Because that thing that you've come to finish off, the love of the dunya, and through the company of the teacher and the blessed company, you are demanding dunya. No, I always tell you and explain that me and Hazrat Sahab, my Sheikh Nikah, when it was formed, because I call this Nikah, like taking bayah with the teacher. When I had the Nikah with my teacher, the bond of the tasawwuf, of bayah, so my Nikah is taking place, the bond of the bayah, pledging allegiance. He didn't know me, I didn't know him, but the Nikah is taking place. And he said, what do you want, my teacher, in his dialect? And he said, yes, my son, what do you want? He said to me. And I'm doing the nikah, I'm giving the answer. I said that I want to eliminate dunya and I want Allah's love to come. Wallah, I'm sat on the prayer. I say to you, this is my first statement to Hazrat Sahab. Hazrat stood up, my sheikh. He said, this is from the morning till evening. These are his words. Until evening people come. Someone says, do this for me, do this dua for me. I'm not getting married, I've got problems. Do this taweez. You, man, where have you come from? What is this statement you've just said to me? He said, my sheikh. He said, this will now happen. He said it with passion. Until the evening he made the wali of Allah. And he announced. But our niyyah is wrong, spoiled thousands of other desires, secondary desires. We have desires of the dunya, want this to happen, that to my brothers. If you've attained Allah, then what else is left? You've come to attain Allah's nearness, connection. If you attain Allah, then all your actions will start to become implemented. Everything will start to run for you. Madrasas start running. All your businesses start to flourish. Dunya will flourish. No restrictions, no obstacles. You have no need to beg to anyone, go anyone. Allah will deliver everything you need to your footsteps. Yes, Allah is the one who fills the stomachs. I have tawakkal Allah, reliance on Allah. Why don't we have tawakkal Allah? Because we don't have the love of Allah. We don't trust in Allah. We don't rely on Allah because we don't have His love. So how will we get sabr, patience, tawakkal, reliance on Allah? You need love first before you get those things. So the first door, step to Allah's love. Qunu ma sadiqeen. Allah says, sit with Ahlullah, the people of Allah. That person who's already immersed as a mujaddad al-afthani, rahmatullahi, I present his statement to you. He said, if this is cannot be, that an individual, that he's got sins to the heavens and he comes to a sheikh, a real kamil, wali Allah, complete. Even if he's got sins to the sky, the student, it cannot be immediately that through the company of the wali Allah that his sins are not removed. Such a big dawah claim of Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani. And it's written, it is in Maktubat, this time. He said, I Mujaddad claim and guarantee that this path Allah has defined, this is the path through the wali's Allah company that you will get my intense love through the company of the wali Allah. So why don't we attain this? Because inside us there's khaba'is, there's evil, there's love of dunya, we are fake, we're not genuine. Yes, so even this relationship between the sheikh and the murid, we have spoiled it. Khanka system, we have spoiled. Business, marriage, fighting, quarrel, disputes, fasad, we've brought into this. We've contaminated this path. The friend of Allah, when you go to a sheikh, go for the sake of Allah. And when you ask for dunya, then ask from Allah. That you should strengthen your relationship with Allah by asking for dunya things to Allah. And to strengthen the relationship with Allah, go to the wali Allah, the sheikh. When the love of Allah comes into you, your heart, then will Allah Ta'ala not fulfill your needs? Of course. So why do you run here and there and everywhere? That ask from Allah who gives everything. So there, in the company of the shaykh, you're not going to ask for dunya. You're going to learn the love of Allah. When the love of Allah comes into your heart via the company of the shaykh, then ask Allah for the dunyavi things. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. We become old, our graves in front of us, we're finished, and we're not taking anything from this world. No hard work, no effort for the sake of Allah. 4 or 5 ibadat we've done, we made big houses and food we're running after. Our targets are different in the world and our actions are different. وَالَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا وَشَدَّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ That says in the Quran. You must have read this verse or heard it, come across it. So my brothers, first step, what did Allah say? Ahlullah, company of the Ahlullah. Go there with a good intention to the company of the teacher, that's it. What will happen then? Then Allah's love, no ibadah. That for example, whenever you do an ibadah, you will see Allah's love. For example, you look at the shaykh and Allah's love will come into you. You will leave the shaykh's company and Allah's remembrance will come to you. If it doesn't, tell me then. Through the company of the shaykh, Allah's love will come. If you've got clean, pure, sincere niyyah, start with this lesson number 1. I will attain Allah's love through the methodology Allah's given. Wipe away all your intentions. Let me go to this teacher, the friend of Allah. Through his ziyarah, his company, I will start to develop the intense love of Allah. Through his company. Through his company. Rahmah, mercy in the company of the shaykh, the teacher. Yes? So how easy is this formula? Until Qiyamah, doesn't matter how bad a generation you live in, how much fasad, fitna has come, this is, doesn't matter. But my walis will continue to come to the world, and that will develop the intense love for Allah in your heart through the company. But we don't want to go to the company. We believe in that person, friend of Allah, who shows you how to fly in the world, who shows you the unseen. Or if I raise my hands, my du'as are completed, this X, Y, Z of the dunya, when he fulfills that, he's a wali Allah. Whenever I ask him to do something, he prays and it happens, he's a wali Allah. That's our standard today. And we are going to the shaykh for asking for dunya. Remember that when you go to take bayah with the shaykh, then we go with these hopes. If I do bayah with the shaykh, then this action X, Y, Z of the dunya, I'll ask him to do dua for me. I've got this problem, I'm stuck here, I need these things. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. If you have this niyam, just like this fakir, he said, I'm leaving the dunya and I want Allah's love. Ajeeb, unique statement that Allah enabled me to say from my statement. I'm thinking today, how did I say that in front of my shaykh in the first sitting? So develop this inside you. Not this, that's me. I'm completely, no, I'm still on that journey. I'm still on that journey. I'm working hard so that Allah's love can come inside me. Yaqeen, until death we have to keep on working hard on this platform. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? And the second step, that was the first door. What do you attain from the Wali Allah? From the Wali Allah, you learn Dhikrullah. Zikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they tell you the method of how to remember Allah. He says, you've come to me, don't look at me, says the shaykh. Look at the dhikr of Allah, says the shaykh. And come onto the path. And that's how he brings you onto the path of continuity. وَذْكُرُوا لَكَثِيرًا لَعَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ The Quran says. The where's falah? Success. What is the falah? Through zikr, what do you attain? Allah says, falah, the meaning of falah. That if the more love that Allah Ta'ala comes, the more your obedience will increase. The more obedience you increase, the more you get closer to Allah. And this equals success. Falah. And dhikr gives this, from this verse we learn this. The more faster, speedier Allah Ta'ala's love is attained by dhikr of Allah, no other action can give you that love of Allah speedily as dhikr of Allah. Allah has put such a kamal, beauty in dhikr of Allah, that no other amal, action, worship can give you the love of Allah as speedily, as quickly, as fast as the dhikr of Allah. That's why Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ In between there's no gap, Allah says. Allah says, you just do my dhikr and see how my rahmah rains down upon you. Rains down upon you. Tell me. Allah says in Quran, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah says, recite my name once and then see my love, how it rushes towards you. Rushes towards you. This is how great is the action. Dhikrullah. So my brothers, 2 things. If you haven't got the love of Allah, Allah says, I don't just want you to love me. I want you to love me intensely. This is the game of life now. Do 2 actions and run after these 2 actions now for the rest of your life. That we want at least our names to be in the list of those who made effort. At least we tried. So number 1, clean your intention. That we won't let dunya come between me and my shaykh. I won't let the dunya come in between. I will ask from Allah. That's it. I won't ask through my shaykh. My shaykh, I will take his company, number 1. And number 2, take the guidance of the shaykh, his teaching. Number 3, dhikr of Allah, stick yourself to the dhikr of Allah. Superglue yourself to the ground. Kathir dhikr, not just once, two tasbih, five tasbih, 12 tasbih, no. Which tasbih? Qalbi dhikr, always immersed, remembering Allah in the heart. As Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, said in a hadith, on the day of judgment, when the hisab accounting will be taking place and the angels will present their deeds, person's deeds will be listed. They'll say, that's it, Allah, we presented all his deeds. This man. Allah will say, no, there's another action you have left out. They say, no, Allah, this is all that we saw. We couldn't record anything else. This is what we saw, heard. According to our energy, we've written, recorded. Allah says, you can't even write amal. He had such an action that it will go beyond all his actions. And only I've got that secret. You couldn't even reach to witnessing that. Dhikr khafi, the dhikr of the heart. Subhanallah. Does anyone work hard on dhikr of the heart? Okay, at least I can get the dhikr of the heart from that company of that teacher. Walilah. No, but nobody wants to come for that. 50 years, come learn the dhikr of Allah. I'm telling you, Allah sent me for this reason, learn the dhikr of the heart, but nobody comes to learn it. How great an ibadah this is. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah, his kitab al-adhkar, his words in his kitab, he said dhikr khafi is such a great dhikr, silent dhikr, that when you start doing dhikr khafi, then no second at all is that person negligent of doing the dhikr of Allah. He's written in the list of the dhakireen. And in the grave you'll learn this. Allah said himself, hadith I've told you, as Aisha Sadiqa said, that dhikr, in the dhikr of the heart, if you're taught this by the teacher, he becomes a dhakir. And that amal is written recorded every second. Sat, eating, running his shop, store, business, no second is wasted. He's doing dhikr of Allah. So learn dhikr khafi and learn the dhikr of the heart from the teacher. No, we're ashamed. I don't want anyone to know. There's no need for this. But when you are in desperate need in the grave, you'll realize that what a great reward Allah Ta'ala is explaining. That where all the books will finish, Allah will say, the book of deeds will finish. I've got such an amal that I recorded. When Allah will demonstrate, this is dhikr khafi. In the hadith is stated that 70 times greater is dhikr khafi, the dhikr of the heart. 70 times greater than the verbal maraqabah that we do in the heart morning and evening. And we said there's no benefit, we don't work hard, we don't make effort, we don't run towards the zikr, we just run away from it. So how will Allah's love come? First, number one, establish connection with Ahlullah, Waliyullah, have a connection with zikr of Allah, then the love of the dunya will come into your heart. What else will come? Then how will you answer man rabbuka? How will you say the answer to man rasulukum? How will you reply to man deenukum in the grave? So today's effort will give us benefit tomorrow. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين تعالى يزيد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن اللهم نسألك حبك وبين حبك ونرجو حبك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله